Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All this week, Anna is going to be on vacation for a few, well, at least a few days of the week anyway. So I've got my friend Ashley Baylor here in the studio. Producer John is here too.
Yo.
4th of July, we all made it.
Yeah, man.
What did you guys learn on the 4th? I learned that I can't trust my buddy Jim with a lighter. So, you know, we were doing fireworks at my house. We don't do a huge thing, but, you know, we have like a dozen or 20 people over or whatever. And I take the trip and I go get the serious fireworks, you know. And so you've got to light multiple things at once to create the big display, right? Makes sense.
Right.
And so, you know.
I mean, you don't have to. You want to.
Well, right. We want to.
Right.
Right. So by design, you know, you've got to have a few different people that are lighting things. And it seems pretty easy, though, right? You all go out there with a cigar or a lighter or something. You go, okay, 3, 2, 1, and you light, right?
Yeah.
But I had one friend that literally did every single thing wrong that you could do. Could not function with the lighter. He's standing over it, like his head. Like it was terrible.
Right, he's in the line of fire.
Yeah.
Like if this thing goes off or misfires in any way, he's losing not just fingers,
right,
but like his life.
So I learned that you can't trust Jim with anything that would be explosive whatsoever. Ashley, what did you learn?
I learned I have very competitive neighbors.
Oh.
You know, I have two neighbors that try and compete with Macy's to have the largest fireworks display, and
nice,
they're on either side of me. But then I had a third neighbor this year saying, I'm going to one-up both of you.
Okay.
I'm going to set off mortars.
Yeah.
Which shook the entire house.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it wasn't, you know, at 9 o'clock at night on the 4th. It was one or two the day before, one or two during the day of, and then one or two the day after, so you didn't know when they were coming.
That drives me insane.
Well, like, key question, do you have dogs or small children?
Well, my daughter right now, she's on vacation. I have a dog and I have three cats. The dog oddly doesn't care, although he did care yesterday when someone set it off, because they set one off randomly yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, the 4th is okay, right? Like, I expect it there.
All
Memorial
Day, you expect
Day
it, right.
You know, I mean, even New Year's Eve, Super Bowl Sunday, Arbor Day. Maybe you're really fired up about trees.
Sure.
But, like, you know, 1 o'clock on, like, you know, a Tuesday.
And I have a veteran husband, so when that went off,
yes,
he turns around and starts repenting his sins.
Right, he thinks there's artillery coming in. Right, right. So, yeah, that makes sense. Right.
I'll tell you what, I learned on the 4th that my son might blow up my house one day.
Oh, no.
He had way too much fun with the fireworks, you know what I mean? So he's going to be 5 at the end of this month, and I took him. And, you know, a couple of nights ago, people had been setting him off preemptively in my neighborhood.
Sure.
And he got a little nervous, and I went into the bed, and I'm like, hey, bud, it's okay, it's just some fireworks. He's like, okay. So when I brought him to the fireworks, I was like, all right, I got to make sure we're not too close. Got to make sure he's not scared. No, he was not scared. No,
right.
He got that look in his eye. Do you know when little boys get really into something and you know they're going to cause mischief? Like, they start laughing. Like,
yeah, nothing to worry
the
about here, Dan.
And then you see it in the eyes. Like, he's pumped about it.
Yeah.
And then this friend of mine had brought sparklers, but they weren't just the regular. Yeah, I know.
You know how exactly Anna feels about sparklers.
And it wasn't just the regular sparkler. It was the fountain one that looks like an ice cream cone.
Oh, yeah.
I took it away.
They want to run around with it.
I was like, no, buddy, I think Daddy's got to test this out before you are unleashed with this thing.
You know what else I learned? I learned that if you wait long enough, somebody more than likely may clean up your mess. Because there's one thing about fireworks is they make a whole lot of mess. A whole lot. So they picked up the trash the morning after. And then I immediately filled both my recycle bin and trash bin back up with all these fireworks here. But, of course, there's still, you know, stuff strewn all over the street.
Yeah.
And as I spent an hour trying to get in my pressure washer, you know, working to kind of, like, blow it into a pile, my neighbor Mark cleaned the whole thing up with his backpack.
That's good. When in doubt, let somebody else do it.
That's exactly right.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.